Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Hello, and I am Glovina Williams, and welcome again to the Dr. Glovina Show. I don't know if you noticed, it's a pretty interesting title, and I entitled it A Smoothie. Mm-hmm, A Smoothie. You know, well, first, let me give you a quote from a very famous author, James Allen, and I have a really nice collection of some of his books, but he says, a person can only rise, conquer, and achieve by lifting up their thoughts. A person can only remain weak and abject and miserable by refusing to lift up their thoughts. Now, I thought about something, and I've been thinking about it for a couple of days. I had talked to a father, and this father is, to tell you a little story, he is the parent of three adult children. And he was sharing with me that, you know, I thought once they became adults that things would be easier. I'm done parenting. But that's really not the case. And so we talked about it a little bit, and hopefully I said something or gave some type of guidance or recommendations that can give a deeper understanding on just how long parenting lasts. But I shared something with him before we got off the phone. I said, you know, when my sons were growing up and when they became adults, I could see things in their lives simply by experience, experiential knowledge, and I would want them to perhaps change it or take another path. And as I would pray for them, I would always say to God, God, I really want you to help them during this period of their life, during this period of their growth. And I would say, God, but can you do it with no harm or danger? Yeah, that's an aha moment for someone. Because I have often heard parents say, you know, whatever it takes, God, whatever it takes. I think that perhaps there are other ways that God can reach those that we are interceding for and even ourselves as individuals. So how did I come about with the title Smoothie? So remember that part I said about the prayer, God with no harm or danger. There is a scripture that says, ask, seek, and knock. I've just condensed it. Keep asking, keep seeking, and keep knocking. Now, I'll give you another story. Now, remember that one, because the point of that story is this. We want those that we are praying for, interceding for, or provide counseling, or providing guidance and advice. We want them to learn their lessons, listen at this, without undue hardship. You understand what I'm saying? everything does not have to be the hard way. Yeah. The title of the podcast today is A Smoothie.
Yeah.
You know, so the point, I want to share another story with you. And this is also, I think it's rather interesting. When I started juicing, now remember the point of the other story that we talked about. Now, when I started juicing, you know, you go out and you buy a juicer. And I was visiting my aunt, and she was juicing as well during this period. But I learned something from her. She said, every day, no matter what, I juice. Put in one apple, one carrot, and one stalk of celery. So when I began juicing, that became my staple in a sense. No matter what I added, I always had one apple, or sometimes just an apple, a carrot, and a stalk of celery. And so I juiced for years. I mean, for years. And I would add vegetables to that. And this is where I'm going with this. It does not have to be hard to receive directions and instructions and follow them. Not all the time. Sometimes we need some smoothies. Now listen, I said I was juicing. You notice I didn't say I was making smoothies. Because then I had a friend of mine to come over. Her name is Sheila. And I was juicing, and I said, would you like to try some? Now, remember now, I'm just using apple, carrot, celery, and then I would add other vegetables to that. And she said, sure. So when she tasted it, her face, her mouth went down, and yuck. You know, she says, this is not good. And I thought, did it have to be good? I thought, well, but it's so nutritional. She said, yeah, but it doesn't taste good. Can you put some sugar in it? Can you put something in this to make it taste good? In other words, is there something that you can put in this that can make it palatable, easier for me to ingest, to digest, to drink? Because even in life, often, we need the nutritional value of the lessons, but if we can avoid getting beat up along the way, and if it can be often smoother for us to receive, you know, for example, and the point of that story really, I think you got it, was, hey, this is doesn't taste good. And I said to her, if I can interject this portion, I said, but it's good for you. She said, I don't care. It doesn't taste good. She didn't like it. So sometimes in learning our lessons, we need to ask God for a smoothie. Maybe you're experiencing even the fears of the virus. Or the fear of touching someone, the even a disagreement with a loved one. God, can you give me a smoothie on this one, so I can make things better without having it to be so rough on me? And even in dealing with decisions and fallouts, you know, of our adult children. What do you mean by that? Our children make decisions, and sometimes the results of those decisions is not the best, and the parents often have to come along and help them through that period. And often parents also will send up prayers for their children. If we can begin to ask for a smoothie, God, would you help them through this particular phase of their life, this particular area of growth that they're going through? And God, can you give them a smoothie? God, can you take them through this and let it sustain them? Because remember, when I gave Sheila the vegetable drink that I made, the juice that I made, she didn't like it. She didn't receive it. But it had all this great nutritional value. So, can we get a smoothie? Can you give me that in a more palatable way? In other words, you know, a smoothie is really basically a fruit drink. It's not as thin as juice, but it's thick. Sometimes you add yogurt to it or something else that gives it substance. It tastes good, and in many respects, you're also what? You're also getting the nutritional value. That's what I'm saying. So when we're dealing with decisions, or someone that we love, our loved ones are dealing with decisions, it could be a health issue for ourselves or someone else. It could even be dealing with something as simple as the travel restrictions that have arisen in the past, you know, recently. It could be penalties for late payments. It could be the frustration of adjusting to all of the new norms. It could be the passing of a loved one. In all of these things, we learn valuable lessons. In other words, I'm saying this. Life is going to continue to move forward, and we're going to have to make decisions. We're going to have to hopefully choose the right paths. And even as we're praying for ourselves and for others, let's begin to incorporate into our thought processes that it does not have to hit the bottom all the time for us to learn these new lessons and experience the abundant life. We want to learn the lessons. We want our loved ones to learn the lessons, but we don't want them to have to pay. Now there are consequences, but understand what I'm about to interject here. Not the consequences that will take them, you know, years in order to regroup or in order to seize the time or have to make up unnecessary time. And you may be saying, well, maybe they really won't learn it, or maybe I won't learn it if it's not a rough situation. Or what about the quote I read to you from James Allen? A person can only rise or conquer and achieve by lifting up their thoughts. So can I just propose during this podcast, can I just place this on the table? Would you ask God for a smoothie? Yeah. Yeah. We can learn lessons, and it does not necessarily have to be as difficult, as painful, detrimental, and, you know, fill in the blank. I'm asking that we begin to ask for some smoothies for ourselves and for others. Hey, we've been through enough. I'm just putting it right out there, and I'm speaking to you, I mean, from the depths of my heart. Remember, when I prayed for my sons, and I'd say, God, help them through this period without harm or danger. Do you think that's asking too much? I don't think it is. Ask for a smoothie and begin to ask God to move that thought out of your mind. If it's not hard on them, they'll never remember it. No, let's begin to speak words of light and life, words of advancement and words of moving forward. I know that this may be a new, I'm getting in some text saying, hey, I'm asking for a smoothie, Lord. There you go. Thanks, TLC. Thank you so much. Listen, it says, ask, seek, and knock. Ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened. Ask, and keep asking. Seek and keep seeking, knock and keep knocking. Can we kind of change our thought pattern on this? Keep asking God. God, can you give them a smoothie? You can ask him yourself. Remember, all power is in his hand. He is omnipotent. All, he has all power. He knows the end from the beginning. But we need to release those words that can take shape and form. And that's why I say your prayers matter. Thanks, Yvonne. Yvonne said to me, this is real good, Dr. Lovina. Listen, begin to release those words that will bring life and positive experiences. And then we will, as well as those that we're interceding for and want the best for, how about this? They begin to get some of those aha moments, some of those moments of maturity where the Holy Spirit is working in their life and bringing them to that point where they can mature and begin to develop the characteristics and the attributes that God intended for us to have. It does not have to be hard. Well, I'm going to say that one again. It does not have to be hard. You know, there is a scripture that says the ways of a transgressor is hard. And someone said to me once, are you a transgressor? Then your ways should not be that hard. You understand what I'm saying? And they put the bad in there. So what? So that it would be palatable for me, so I could receive it. Remember I told you about when I gave Sheila the first, you know, when I was seeing, and I didn't add any kind of sweet things in there other than the carrot may have been naturally sweet, the apple. I thought, this is good for me. I'll just drink it this way. But what I learned, how to make my drinks more palatable, where I can still receive the nutrition, my cells could still be nourished and rejuvenated, where I could be born again on the inside. Yeah. And so it does not have to be that hard. I'm saying that hard to make it more palatable. I put a little sweetness in there, you see. We need some smoothies. We need some smoothies. Some need some financial smoothies. Some need to begin to connect with their creditors and begin to get things in line and say, God, would you give me a smoothie on this one? Where they may say, sure, we're willing to work with you. And they may not even reprimand. You know, some people, they don't want to take the tap on the hand where it says, hey, we got to tap you on your hand to remind you what you did wrong. But God, can you give me a smoothie? We do need the nutrition of life's lessons. We need to know how to walk this life and be as productive as we can. But God, can you give me a mindset to begin to request for instructions and directions that can lead me or someone that I'm interceding for to better results? Yeah, the ways of a transgressor is hard. And remember, there's another scripture that says, the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy. Somebody's getting it. He says, but I came, Jesus, Yeshua, said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Can we begin to pray that for someone? Can we begin to incorporate that into our life? Lord, can I have a smoothie? Can you make it palatable? Can you make it so that I can digest it and yet receive the nutrition of your word? Begin to invite the light of the Lord into these situations. Begin to pray the solutions. That's another technique that we can use. Not constantly praying and marinating on the situation or circumstance, the unpleasant situation or circumstance, the taxing situation or circumstance, but begin to ask God, what's the solution for this? And then begin to pray that solution. God, and I'm asking that you would teach them this without any harm or danger. Can I have a smoothie? I want the nutrition. I want my loved one to have the knowledge and the information. Oh, but God, can you give them a smoothie? Ask for positive results in your life and the lives of others. Simply ask. A-S-K. Ask, seek, and knock. Keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking. You know, Lord, can this be supplied? Can this be granted? Can this be given, allowed, directed, without any harm or danger? Can you do that? Can you just add that on to your prayer? And also, can you extend your thought pattern? Can you extend your thought pattern where you can step out on faith and believe that Almighty God can do this? I believe you can, because you have a promise that says, I can do all things through Christ, through the Messiah, through the anointing that strengthens me. No longer praying those prayers, just throwing up your hands in utter despair. Whatever it takes, whatever it takes. Let's move to a new dimension. God, can I have a smoothie? And you'll know the meaning behind that. It's not a cop-out. It's not the resignation. What it is, it's a proclamation. Thank you, Coach Latorsha. She says, my God, Lord, thank you for the smoothie. This will help us. It helped me in especially during the formative years of my sons. And I want you to know, these men now, they are productive citizens. Yeah, they are. And I thank God for this. But I thank God that he placed it upon my mind to begin to shift my prayer and to recognize that I can ask. I can talk to God. I can share my concerns. I can communicate with him and say, Father, no harm or danger. Lord, can you give them a smoothie on this? Because sometimes our recommendations, you know, it may seem outdated. May seem like, you know, I don't want to do it that way. But even in our own lives, God is still dealing with us individually regarding our destiny, regarding our moving forward, regarding our dreams and our plans. He's still dealing with us as individuals as well. And guess what? I know we need some smoothies. We've been through a lot. And there's still things that you need to learn and grow. Anything that's not growing, hey, come on. We want to continue to grow. We want to continue to accomplish and meet our goals. It could be an emotional goal, a spiritual goal, a physical goal, a financial goal, a relationship goal. God, help me through this. Give me the light. Shine the light on this. With no harm or danger or bother. Yeah, can I have a smoothie? And his grace. And his grace. And his favor. You know, favor is, they say favor is not fair. I really understand that. So, can I have a smoothie? And you can say, Lord, would you please have grace? A smoothie is also mercy. Father, would you please have mercy? He's a merciful God. He is just, however, he is merciful. And he doesn't get exhausted. You know, we get new mercies and new benefits every day. It's not like, well, I asked yesterday. I don't know if I can ask again today. Yes, you can. Yeah. So grace is a smoothie. Favor is a smoothie. Oh my God. The same benefits in the smoothie where I can begin to digest, ingest, process, and produce the desired results, the God-given destiny and plan for our lives. Can you try it? Can you try it? Hey, I want you to give it a try. It won't, trust me, It won't hurt you. It's like when you drink the smoothie versus, you know, the one I used to make with the vegetables that didn't have that sweetness to it. But, hey, and you know, can I add this? I was used to drinking it like that. Have you perhaps become accustomed to just the hard way? Think about it. And begin to ask God for smoothies. Yeah. Oh, thank you. I have so many wonderful listeners. I am so in love with my listeners that I want to shout out to some of you today. I always like to shout out to my beautiful mother. And I have three beautiful, absolutely beautiful aunts, Ernestine and Jewel and Rosemary. I also have a beautiful aunt. Her name is Waleen. I mean, she's absolutely gorgeous as well. I want to shout out to Chew today, also known as Bear. Yeah, and Carolyn. I want to say hi to Marlon and Cheryl. And I want to say hi. Hi, Brenda. Thank you so much for that lovely visit yesterday. Clarence, Stacy, and the Six Kings. Hello. Hi, Steven. I love you so much. Nico and Allie, sending you a big kiss. And Allie, congratulations on that graduation. Yeah, Caleb and Maddie. I want to say hi to Jordan and Jesse and Kayla and Lauren, Tandana. And I just want to say I love you all. My sisters, Jewel, Lily, hey, my brother Robert, Cameron, Delea, Terry. Hey, I want to say hi to Arnold. I want to say hi to my family in Nebraska. Terry, Omo, I love you. Cynthia in Kansas, I love you. Dominique, San Diego, Josiah, the king. Okay, he's a king. Great. Terry and Velma, thank you so much. I think, and they're one of my faithful supporters. Thank you so much. And I want to say hi to Courtney this morning, Anthony and Kiafa, Rosalind, Youth Empowerment Services, Keep Up the Good Work, a great mentoring organization, Collegiate Training Institute, hi, Yuji Michiko. I want to say hi to Pastor Linda in Charleston, South Carolina. Listen, Queen Coach LaRusha, wow. Heal a woman, heal the world. Mr. Randall Kane, keep up the good media work. He's a media genius. Judy, Jamaica, Jackie, also known as Marie in Oklahoma. Lovey, hello. Listen, Joy in Texas, thank you for that beautiful gift and those beautiful grandbabies. Denise in Kansas, Sheila in Virginia. Yeah, I kind of put my story around you today. It was great. I want to say hello also to the Lewis family, the Sullivan family, the May family in Arkansas, Yvonne in Virginia. Hello. I want to say hi to Margaretta, Lancaster, South Carolina, Gracie and Dina. Hello. Cynthia in Reno on the island of Sardinia. I'm glad you had a safe trip home. I want to shout out military members, those of you that are serving in America and around the world. Thank you for all that you do, and I want to shout out to the veterans. I want to thank you for all that you've done. You made this country a better place. Land in Atlanta, Kimon, stay on track, Kimon. You have so much to offer. I want to say hi to Dr. Patra, Betty in Ghana, Tony and Stephanie, Chloe. Hello, I love you. Isaiah and Courtney. Hello in Atlanta. I want to say hi to Coach LaTorsha and Fabio, Venice, Italy, Gary and Stephanie. I want to thank God for you. James and Shatoya, I love you. Those brilliant children you're raising. Helen, come on. I love you. I'm praying for you, LaDonna, Tony, and Velveeta. I want to shout out to Myrna in London, England. Hi. Bishop Jones in Liberia, West Africa. That hosts the Recovery Prayer Line. Pastor Jane, Amazing Love International Ministries, James and Tawana Shure Foundation Reconciling Ministry in Virginia Beach. Apostle Hagler, hello. Frances Middleton, a marketing genius. Hi, Mama Joy. You're enlightening so many of us. Oh, my God. I want to say hi to Louise in Atlanta. I want to say hi to Gloomy in Washington, D.C., Kevin and Lynn, Mary Kimball in Mississippi, Ernestine in Illinois. Hey, my listeners all over the world, China, Liberia, Brazil, South Africa. Hey, Terry and Omo, hello. Ghana, Italy, London, France, Trinidad, Tobago, Jamaica, Canada, and Japan. Oh, my God, my God. Listen at this. I love my listeners. I want to say something to you today that's simply fantastic. Ask God for a smoothie. It doesn't always have to be that hard. Ask God for a smoothie. I love you. And I really, really do love.
Thank you. And please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platform. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity.